We talked to Mark Pazniokas, the Wizard of Paz, Capital Bureau Chief, ConnecticutMirror.org. Red Sox fan extraordinaire. Do you like all the moves that your new GM has made yet? He's been pretty active.
I have totally tuned out the Red Sox the last few weeks, I have to admit.
Okay. What? All right, that's fine. You're allowed. All right, so my question to you is, did any of the picketers ask you for your autograph yesterday as you waited with them outside the governor's mansion?
No, they were a very pleasant group. You know, we chatted with Patrick Sasser and whatnot. You know, they had fun. You know, cars would go by and beep, mostly in support. I don't think anybody's surprised that there aren't people driving around saying, please, please, toll me, you know.
No,
there's not. What did you take from all the reaction that you got afterwards, Paz?
Oh, to me, the only reaction that really meant anything was Senate President Marty Looney. For the first time, he's on the same page as his Democratic governor on this issue, and that is huge. Marty Looney has been the biggest obstacle to the governor on transportation since he first rolled out that plan in February. Looney had been very dubious about passenger car tolls after having an 18-18 tie for 2 years, and now he's back with a solid majority. Senator Looney was really not inclined to roll the dice on a broad-based tolling plan. So yesterday he came out and said, yeah, this is important. We've got to do it. Not only do we have to do it, we have to do it now. We've got momentum. So that to me is the game changer. It doesn't mean it guarantees passage, but no. For the first time, the governor has a champion in the Senate Majority Caucus. And again, that I cannot emphasize enough how important that is. You know, in the House, he had the Speaker and the Majority Leader, Joe Arison, which is Matt Ritter, who were at least, they were more than open to it. They were supportive, and they were willing to try to coax their members to come along. And Lamont did not have any of that in the Senate.
Right.
And this morning he does.
Well, it's, you know, let's talk about a couple things. Number one, the whole idea, and I think Mr. Looney actually addressed this, President Looney, the fact that a lot of people, being suspicious as we are and looking back, you know, some experience here. Okay, so now it's trucks. Tomorrow it's going to be cars. But I think he was talking about what? He actually addressed that to a degree.
He did. And what became clear last night is we quickly saw a preview of the 2020 campaign.
Yeah.
For the General Assembly, as well as probably a debate and special session over truck tolls. Both Senator Looney, Speaker Arasimowitz, House Majority Leader Ritter, they all said, hey, folks, we understand your doubts. We are willing to entertain whatever legislative language would be necessary to limit or prohibit the state from pursuing automobile tolls up to and including a constitutional amendment.
Wow. So even though Senator Looney is in the governor's corner now, that doesn't affect the progressive end of the Democratic caucus on the House side. How do they get them to come around?
The fact that it's trucks only will help some of the urban Democrats who have been concerned that this would hurt the poor, that, you know, somebody who would pick up $300, $400 in annual tolling expenses, that's a big deal to some of their constituents. So now the hit on them is indirect. It's real, you know, that you can't raise expenses on trucking without it showing up at the grocery store to some degree.
Sure.
You know, when diesel fuel goes up, you know, the price of bread and stuff tends to creep up a few pennies because, you know, everything is delivered by trucks to the grocery stores. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I would call it more of a concept and a detailed outline than a plan at this point. We know the four corners of it, but there's a lot of details they have to work out, you know, precisely the rates. Again, where exactly these things would be? Would it be the locations the administration had chosen? The House Democrats certainly had said, look, we're not going to do two of the bridges that Lamont wanted on routes 8 and 9.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, there's going to be the legal question. Rhode Island has done this very thing. Now, the U.S. Department of Transportation did nothing to stop them, and at least some of the tolls are on interstate highways. There's some on 95. But the trucking industry has challenged it, saying this treats truckers in a way that doesn't treat others. That this will does this violate the Commerce Clause and the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution? That is being litigated now. They're a year into that litigation, but will it be resolved before Connecticut's in a position, if this passes here, of actually erecting the first tolling gantry?
Right.
And that's been one of the arguments that Senator Fasano, the Republican Senate leader, has made. Look, if you put this system up and it doesn't work legally for trucks only,
then what?
It become cars only. So which is why the Democrats are very sensitive about that and seeing if they can come up with some language that reassures people. You know, there'll be a lot of people who will look back to some of the safeguards that were built in years ago when they did the income tax about spending caps and that kind of thing. And you know, those were not certainly absolute. Spending continued to rise. So this will be, you know, one of the major issues during the special session. You know, can you get people assured that it will only be trucks? And then you'll be hearing about this from now until Election Day in 2020.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mark, what's the question here? And Mark Pasniokas, by the way, ctmirror.org, he wrote this piece with Keith Faniff. $180 million is what they think the trucks would produce in tolls, but that's still short than the $320 million they would need. So how do you make up the difference?
you get Faniff on to go through that. Give him a half hour.
week.
Some of it is under Lamont's original plan, it assumed you'd pay off the loans for 27 years. Now you'd pay them off over 35 years. So you that effectively gives you more money. It's spread out. There's that. They would probably use some general obligation bonding at the beginning. And then the other piece is borrowing a page from Senator Fasano's proposal, which was to take a big chunk out of the rainy day fund, $1.5 billion of the $2.5 billion, pay down a pension debt, you know, much as you might pay down your mortgage, and then, you know, your monthly expenses go away. Well, in the case of the pension debt, if you pay down a bunch of the debt, your annually required contributions to pensions would go down by $130 million. Now, that's if you did Fasano's huge hit on the budget reserves.
Right.
What the Democrats are talking about is, we'll just do a little piece of that. We will do it only when it gets above, the reserves get above 15% of operating expenditures. And that's projected to happen in the next, year or two.
Yeah.
So there's some high finance, some creative financing involved, and all that, you know, presumably will be vetted before anything comes before the House or Senate.
We got to run. Pass, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
I knew you'd regret asking me about that.
Yeah, we did. Thanks, brother.
Hey, listen, if it was Faniff, he'd still be gone.